Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the upcoming midterm elections, about which the suspense is non-existent. The election is less than a month away, but to call the anticipation for it underwhelming is to engage in the height of hyperbole, like referring to the number of living dinosaurs roaming the streets of San Francisco as less than plenty. The country is abuzz with the same kind of anticipation you normally reserve for sock sorting and cleaning mud from the tread of your boots with a stick. Mud being a euphemism for stuff deposited by dogs that often resembles it, but maintains a much higher olfactory component. The midterms have always been the runt of the balloting litter, but this year's prospects have put the PU in puny. You can cut the apathy with a soggy bar coaster. According to the Pew Research Center, only 15% of potential voters say they are following the election closely, which seems to indicate that 15% of all Americans are related to a politician. The situation is especially dire for Democrats. They have two problems: an even lower score on the fervor scale, and the President of the United States. What's his name? Barack Obama's coattails have frayed all the way up to his sleeves. It's gotten to where members of his own party are requesting he arrange photo ops hugging their opponents. Wouldn't be surprised to hear that some of them are digging into their campaign coffers to send gift certificates for rounds of golf on Martha's Vineyard. But voting is good for the country. It invests we citizens in our own governance. And if this bout of electoral lethargy continues, we might be forced to merge the midterms with Halloween. I mean, think about it. They have a lot in common. Both highlight tricks and treats. All the real action occurs in the dark, and oftentimes the face under the mask is even scarier. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.